Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 25th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Apollo for Reddit. Search the App Store on your iPhone or iPad and download Apollo while you're listening today. Leading off today, we have a pair of new accessories for Apple devices. The popular accessory maker 12 South today announced its new high-rise wireless stand. This is a vertical stand that features a Qi charging pad that holds your iPhone upright while it charges. If you're on the go, however, the Qi charger is independent and can be removed, allowing you to use it to charge your iPhone or AirPods independent of the stand while on the go. Meanwhile, Mophie also today announced a new versatile power station hub. This accessory packs a portable battery, a wireless charger, and a USB-C wall adapter into a single form factor. It features a 6100 mAh battery, alongside two USB-A ports, a USB-C port, and a Qi charging surface. This means that you can charge up to four devices at once with the Power Station Hub. Both of these new accessories are available today, and you can find all of the details on 9to5Mac. In other news, Apple has confirmed its rumored plans for an expanded campus in Seattle, Washington. Apple plans to hire its first 200 new employees in Seattle by the end of this year. From there, it plans to hit 2,000 employees over the next 5 years. Apple isn't completely new to Seattle, though. It has housed teams working on iCloud and artificial intelligence in Seattle for several years, and it currently employs around 500 people in the city. In the long run, though, Apple's presence in Seattle could grow to be far bigger than its current plans. The office building it's moving into can house up to 4,500 workers across two 12-story towers. The company is still quiet on the details of its expansion in Seattle. Apple said that it plans to open its new Seattle campus by the end of the year, and with a focus on both hardware and software jobs. Other details, however, remain unclear. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Apollo for Reddit. Yesterday, I explained that Apollo for Reddit is a free Reddit client on iOS developed by a former Apple employee. I mentioned that Apollo is on both my iPhone and my iPad home screens, and today I wanted to highlight some of the other features of Apollo. One of the best things about Apollo is its performance. Everything throughout the app is incredibly smooth and it loads insanely fast. And all of that is made even better by its unique navigation system. You can upvote and downvote comments, move between subreddits, and much more, all with customizable gestures. Apollo for Reddit is completely ad-free and available on the App Store as a free download. In-app purchases are available to unlock customizable gestures, unique home screen icons, and more. It's truly the best way to browse Reddit from your iPhone or iPad. Thanks to Apollo for Reddit for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We've heard many stories of the Apple Watch's health features helping save a user's life. Today, another such story popped up on Reddit with an Apple Watch Series 4 user explaining how the device's ECG functionality alerted him to bigger problems. The user wrote that he was training for the Brighton Marathon in the UK when he started to experience heart palpitations that wouldn't stop. He then used the ECG app on his Apple Watch to see what was wrong. The Apple Watch's ECG result prompted him to seek medical attention, a process that ultimately led to him needing open-heart surgery. This isn't the first time the Apple Watch has been credited with helping alert a user to bigger health problems. You can read all of those stories in our full Apple Health Guide on 9to5Mac, which is linked in the show notes below. In other Apple Watch news, Counterpoint Research today published its latest look at the smartwatch industry. According to that research, Apple Watch shipments grew 22% during 2018, thanks in large part to the popularity of the Apple Watch Series 4. The Apple Watch Series 4 was the best-selling model in all of 2018, despite it only being available for the last quarter of the year. That means during the last quarter of 2018, Apple sold more Apple Watch Series 4 units than it did of any other Apple Watch model during the other three quarters combined. Lastly, Apple today released notable updates to its Keynote, Pages, and Numbers applications across both iOS and macOS. The updates add new features including additional style options, face detection, and more. On iOS specifically, users now have the added customization option of choosing whether Apple Pencil is used to start drawing or to select and scroll. Alternatively, users can also use it to toggle between these options via double-tapping the side of the second-generation Apple Pencil. Other improvements to Keynote, Pages, and Numbers include new chart editing capabilities, improved calculations, and face detection for intelligently positioning subjects and placeholders and objects. Get all of the details on 9to5mac.com. Other things worth checking out on 9to5mac today include a new piece from Michael Stieber in which he questions whether or not there's a place for augmented reality in Apple's retail stores. Additionally, Jeff Benjamin published his full video walkthrough of some of the best features in macOS Catalina. You can read both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Apollo for Reddit for sponsoring today's episode. Be sure to read these stories and more on 9to5mac.com and come back tomorrow for another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.